Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing the 2024 Paris Olympic opening ceremony and Andy Stanley's reaction to it. And was this too gay for Andy Stanley? Is that the question we're going to be answering today. And it's a bit of a mixed answer, so you're definitely going to want to tune in. But it's very interesting when someone who is very wrong on an issue decides to draw a line. And we're going to talk about that in today's video, but first I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our efforts over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That is linked in the description below. That's a Patreon-like system. We built our own. Because Patreon censors, so we have a subscription service built into the site to help support the ministry, and you can contribute to that, and you get bonus access to bonus content. But we have a free newsletter, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. So we've been covering Andy Stanley for a long time here on Evangelical Dark Web. It was one of the first videos that I ever published was on Andy Stanley. So this is sort of going to be a follow-up to an ongoing coverage about what does Andy Stanley believe about homosexuality. And Andy Stanley has been affirming for 12 years. So in 2012, Andy Stanley would preach a sermon titled When Gracie Meant Truthy, in which he would tell a 12-minute story about homosexual adultery. During the course of explaining how a man left his wife for another man, Andy Stanley explains the moral dilemma that was the other man was still married to his wife. At this point, Andy Stanley drew the line and said that the ongoing adultery meant that was going to bar people from serving the church. During the illustration, Andy Stanley made no hint at homosexuality being a sin, and at the end joked about it being a Modern Family, a reference to the TV show. So this was condemned. Additionally, he baptizes homosexuals. He has a conference called the Unconditional Conference that he hosted last year at his church, which was aimed at helping parents affirm their kids, being homosexuals and or transvestites. So that type of, grooming was being done at Andy Stanley's churches, and he supported that. And he spoke at that conference, as I recall. So Andy Stanley is gay affirming, and he's been gay affirming for at least 12 years. And as I understand it, this is a key point of distinction and perhaps disagreement between Andy Stanley and his father, who is the former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Charles Stanley. Anyway, let's fast forward to the 2024 Paris Olympics. And they kicked off celebrating blasphemy and transvestites. And there's a lot of imagery, and I don't want to play clips of the stuff. We have like a golden calf here. There's also some sort of a horseman of the apocalypse, the pale rider. This is the biggie, though, is when they did a parody of the, or a mockery of the Lord's Supper, or Last Supper, which is a famous painting depicting, you know, the Last Supper in the Bible. So that's what they did here, and they have like a fat lesbian who so happens to be Jewish in the center playing the Jesus character, I guess. And she's supposed to be a DJ, a body positivity DJ. But yeah, this was pretty bad, and this is being dubbed one of the worst, probably the worst opening ceremony for the Olympics in history. And what I don't show in the article was that, to make matters worse, a man wearing a blue skin suit appears with his genitals hanging out for all the world to see. And pics, or didn't happen, is kind of, you know, an ongoing saying on the internet, but that does not apply here. Like, I don't think you guys need to see the dude's dong. No, no thank you. And Emmanuel Macron, who's the fruity president of France, celebrated the opening ceremony, saying, "This is France." And the director of the opening ceremony, Thomas Jolly, is apparently both gay and Jewish. Very, a lot of coincidences here with the Paris opening ceremony. And another thing that's worth talking about is that they showed a decapitated Marie Antoinette, who is falsely attributed with the line, "Let them eat cake." She didn't actually say that in real life, but nonetheless, she's depicted as a villain, even though I'm not going to say she did nothing wrong, but they were definitely the good guys in that conflict, were the nobles. So anyway, the French Revolution was bad, and the French chose to celebrate the worst aspects of their history to open the 2024 Olympics. I also wrote an article on why Christians should boycott the Olympics, detailing the precarious situation that the Olympics find themselves in. And I believe that we can actually exert pain on the Paris Olympics, make the Paris Olympics not profitable, because most of the time when the Olympics are held, it's a net negative for the city that hosted. It's not a good idea to host the Olympics. So I believe that we can enforce pain. But now let's get to the Andy Stanley reaction. Andy Stanley tweeted this out. "Dear France, the Normandy American Cemetery is the final resting place of the 9,238 Americans whose graves are marked by 9,238 crosses." Now, that's not true, because obviously you see not all, there's some, you know, Jewish tombstones there as well. So it's not like they're all crosses. I mean that in the literal sense. Maybe there's something else, another symbol for the tombstone. But anyway, American soldiers who in most cases volunteered to come to your shores in your time of need, their final prayers were to the God whose son you mocked in front of the entire world. It was during the very meal you went to such creative pains to denigrate that Jesus instructed his followers to love one another and then defined what he meant. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. While you host the Olympic Games, remember that your nation hosts a 172.5-acre reminder of what love looks like. You don't just owe Christians an apology. You owe the entire West an apology." So Andy Stanley tweeted that out. And while I don't really agree, yeah, I believe that the West is a high, that Christianity is higher than the West on the priority list, but that was pretty ballsy for Andy Stanley. Like, he showed some balls, and he's not known for doing that. He's very squishy. He's very mealy-mouthed. He doesn't go headfirst into controversy, but he showed some testicular fortitude there, and it's gone. He deleted this post. Now, I didn't let him get away with it, because if you affirm homosexuality, you really have no grounds to condemn the Paris opening Olympics. You know, you're a false teacher, so really, what do you care about blasphemy for? If you're a false teacher, you basically blaspheme every single Sunday. And then, as far as the sexuality thing is, how would he, by what standard would Andy Stanley, who's gay affirming, believe that something that happened at the Olympics denigrating, using transvestites and lesbians to denigrate the Last Supper, was wrong? By what standard would he do that? So that was kind of my response to the issue, calling out the hypocrisy of Andy Stanley, who has sort of admitted that he's gay affirming, but nonetheless, the evidence is overwhelmingly against him if he were to defend his orthodoxy on this issue. But he deleted this. So I guess he caved to the gays again. Or, you know, the tears of women, you know, he just bent over for that. But yet, a lot of people were giving Andy Stanley some credit here. You know, he did something good. You know, we were discussing this, excited that he did something right for once. The man is indeed consistent. The only thing shocking was that he posted it in the first place. And that's kind of shocking, actually, that he went there. Like, it was actually being discussed that Andy Stanley, this was so bad that even Andy Stanley, it was too gay for even Andy Stanley. And that is a very, very high bar, that it was so gay that even Andy Stanley didn't like it. That does not happen every week. But he didn't have the balls to keep this up. And that's a shame. It's not like I want Andy Stanley to remain unrepentant in his ways. I do believe he is a false teacher. I've written that. And time again, I've affirmed that he's a false teacher. But he had a chance here to kind of, you know, take a stand for what is right. And he backed down at the first sign of backlash. And he wasn't even getting backlash here. When he posted this, this post was received very favorably by the Twitter community, or Twitter X community. It was received very favorably, but he caved. You hate to see that, but you're not surprised to see that. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, it's the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.